Speaker Tim Jones, at Speaker Tim Jones on Twitter. I want to know, were you able to hear Kanye West and Jimmy Kimmel on last night talking about Trump?
I did not, and even if I did, I would still need Katie Bailey to translate it. I don't know what he's talking about either. I just love the fact the liberals hate him now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to play this for you. I played this just a little bit earlier, but I want to play this for you. This is Jimmy Kimmel setting up Kanye, and listen to how Kanye reacts.
You so famously and so powerfully said George Bush doesn't care about black people. It makes me wonder what makes you think that Donald Trump does, or any people at all. Why don't we take a break? We'll come back and Kanye West.
So Jimmy Kimmel asks Kanye about Donald Trump, and Kanye doesn't, immediately leap into a Trump tirade, and he goes to break. What do you think about that, Tim?
Well, exactly, Annie, because Conway's not playing by the liberal playbook anymore, and liberals can't stand it. So you know what they do? They turn the mics off. They shut things down. They censor it. This is the party that once stood with organizations like the ACLU and proclaimed from the rooftops that everyone should have fair civil liberties. Those civil libertarians of old, like the Alan Dershowitz, Annie, they're dying out. They're a dying breed. They're going away. The liberals of today are not such anymore. You know, I could respect the classic liberals, the civil libertarians, as we call them, the Dershowitzites, because they actually said, look, yeah, we like to have government have a little bigger role in lives than maybe you conservatives.
But
we also believe in people's civil liberties. These new folks, they're not liberals anymore, Annie. They're leftists. Mm-hmm. They're fascists. Fascist leftists. And the leftists say, oh, fascists can't be leftists. All fascists are on the right. No. Mussolini was a fascist, and he was a leftist. Hitler, what do you think Nazi stands for? Nazi stands for National Association of Socialist Democrats. Yeah. I mean, leftism can absolutely be fascist. You know why? Because they believe in the biggest, baddest, boldest, most powerful government system on the planet. It's one little tiny step forward into communism from there. And so this new breed, Annie, they don't believe in free speech. They don't believe in we know they don't believe in the Second Amendment, and they don't believe in the First Amendment anymore either.
Yeah, and when I look at the leftist party right now, I think there are a lot of well-intentioned Democrats who think that it's charitable to allow the government to have a greater reach to help more people. The difference is when it comes to socialism, you're separating the government and the people, and then you still have an elite class of individuals who get to make decisions for other people. It's just now it's a handpicked group of people in the government that get to do it. What entitles those people to be so smart to know how to live the lives of individual American people better than they get to do, than people get to make their own decisions? They're so misguided on what the socialism idea is and how it would actually affect the American economy. But to them, it feels good and it sounds good and it seems like that's enough.
Absolutely, Annie. That's why the Clintonistas became so powerful, because they said, we're smarter than you. We're more intelligent than you. We'll make better decisions for you. All you got to do is give us the power. Give us the power to run the government, because, yes, we know better than you because, we've studied this, and we're just innately more intelligent. And that's what makes the left completely bonkers when people like Kanye West leave the Democrat plantation, because that's exactly what it is. And the liberals, they light their hair on fire when I use that term, but that's exactly it. What do you think educational choice is these days? Educational choice is the 21st century version of the Civil Rights Act, because we do have problems in rural schools, that's for sure. There's a lot of rural white kids that aren't getting good educations either. But if you put the numbers up, the totality of the numbers, the major percentage is inner urban black children are not getting good educations these days, because the white liberals that run the NEA and all the other teachers unions want to keep those kids in their inner city zip codes, and you better not bring them out here into the suburbs where they might actually have a better chance at a future.
We're speaking with Tim Jones, host of the Tim Jones Show from 7 to 9 p.m. right here on 97.1 on Sunday evenings. And I love that you're talking about education. I spoke with Congressman Rodney Davis yesterday, who was working with Ivanka Trump in Godfrey, Illinois, and talking about jobs. And there's one distinction that I'm noticing right now at this very moment in this midterm election season. From the right, you get jobs. You get a job is an opportunity for independence and for security that you provide for yourself. It's an investment in yourself. From the left, you get talks of free education. What's the point of education? For the right, it's to get a job. It's to create employees. For the left, it's an opportunity to cater to people for votes because it's a handout, and they think the leveling of the playing field in education is going to somehow do something better. But how does the left strategy help get jobs in America? Because it sure looks to me like the Trump way of doing things is the successful way of doing things.
Yeah, exactly, Annie. And you don't have to agree with the president's personality. You don't have to agree with his tweets. You don't have to agree with his attitude. But you can agree and accept that his policies are working. And that's what the media and the left will not. You know, Annie, it's amazing, isn't it? After this big primary week we had here in Missouri and many other states across the nation, you would think if you just watched the national news, the on-the-air television, or just if you just read major metropolitan progressive left-wing newspapers, you would think that the Trump agenda was failing, that Republicans were losing everywhere, and that there really was a blue wave. Well, I'll tell you, none of those things are true. None of those things are true. Annie, I was actually surprised to see the statistic was this high. Do you know that in the last nine congressional special elections, the Republicans have lost one? They're 8-9. That's beyond Hall of Fame material. Yeah. But if you were to listen to the media, you would think that the Trump policies were failing, that Republicans were losing everywhere, and that there really was a blue wave coming. There's no blue. The only blue wave may be in the tidy bowl, you know, the little blue wave in there. You know? That, in the porcelain throne. That may be it because, look, Ocasio-Cortez, the new socialist darling of the leftists in the Democratic Party, and her sidekick, Senator Bernie Sanders, they went 0-4 in the Democratic Party this week with their endorsed candidates. So the Democratic Party as a whole is not ready yet for full metal socialism. They're not ready yet for that madness. Thank goodness there's at least some sanity still left with the DNC. Because, Annie, if you look at the policies of Trump, you're right. Let's talk about the philosophy. You know, the left and the media only want to talk about tweets and personality and the Russians are coming. And, oh, whoa, God bless St. Mueller. You know, that's all they want to talk about every day. They won't talk about what's happening. Lowest unemployment in minority populations that we have seen in nearly the entire history of this country. There was a black pastor he was at the White House the other day, Daryl Scott. I think he's got a position in the Trump administration, or he's in charge of some commission or something. And he said, this really made everybody light their hair on fire on the left. He said, Pastor Daryl Scott, African-American pastor, he said, this is the most pro-black president I've ever seen in my lifetime. And isn't it amazing? Because the left wants to say Bill Clinton was the first real black president, ha-ha, you know, because he did so much for minorities or not. President Obama, you know, was the first, you know, elected African-American president. Oh, didn't he do so many wonderful things? No, he didn't. More people on food stamps, more people on welfare, anemic, worst recovery ever after a depression, after a recession. The only president in the entire history of our country that never had an annualized 1 year of 3% GDP growth, and this president's always doing so much more. Everybody has the opportunity to have a job. More jobs available in this country right now, Annie, than workers, which is why we need good legal immigration. We got to fix that broken policy. So you're right. When you talk about people on the right, it's about when you go further right these days, what do you get? You get more freedom. You get more educational freedom. You get more economic freedom. Yep. You get tax cuts. When you talk about the left, it's the antithesis. It's anti-freedom. It's more government. It's government running more things. It's government telling you what to do. It's government keeping more. Nancy Pelosi wants to become speaker so she can take all your crumbs back that you people don't deserve.
And the evidence is right there in Washington, D.C. right now. The speaker will be hosting the Tim Jones Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. We will be tuning in as always. Tim, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Annie. Thanks, Katie. Great show.
Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.